Have you ever done a self-evaluation? Many times, perhaps you've asked yourself that famous question, am I being effective? Sometimes we think about teachers and they wonder if they're really getting their lessons across to their students, what kind of impact they will have on the world when they grow up. Or maybe employees in a business wonder, is the company making as much profit as they can through their efforts? Or what about athletes? Each and every single game could be their game-changing performance. Are they making the difference, perhaps, in the game as they need to do? But then, when we think about on the spiritual side, am I being effective for the cause of Christ? And we begin to make that evaluation, we might notice here are some good things, here are some bad things, and how can we become better? Well, I believe that there is a text in which something is said that just might help all of us. I would encourage you to look with me now in the book of Philemon. Of course, it only has one chapter, but beginning in verse 4, notice what Paul has to say. The book of Philemon, beginning in verse 4. He says, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you, in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. As Paul was writing to Philemon, he was commending him for the good things he had been doing for others. And you notice that there in verse 7 he says, we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you. Philemon perhaps has said and done those things that were very refreshing, that were very encouraging to others. But as Paul specifically said back in verse 6, he says, the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Doesn't it help to know that someone is doing something good? Many times in advertising, they'll notice the positives. And if you participate in a certain activity or go see a certain person that does a lot of good things, well, that would seem to draw your attention, wouldn't it? If someone is doing something good for others, perhaps they will do something good for you too. If we are going to do something good for the cause of Christ, we have to go back to the one that is good. The book of James teaches us in chapter 1 and verse 17 that God is the giver of every good and perfect gift. We cannot do anything without God. And as God has done good things for us, He gives us the best gifts. Perhaps the best gift that we are all familiar with is mentioned in John chapter 3 and in verse 16, where the Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God is good and He gave a good gift, Jesus Christ, and all the good things are found in Him. Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 3, the Bible says that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing that is in the heavenly places in Christ. So if it begins with God, who is a good giver, who has given us a good gift, Jesus Christ, and all spiritual blessings are in Christ, wouldn't it make sense that I would want to have these good things? And now we want to share Christ with others that they too may have the good things. And that's what we can all do to help each other. sometimes becoming effective tells us that, you know, there's only so much we can do on our own. But then when we work together, a lot more can be accomplished. And that's one of the missions as being the Lord's church. The writer of Hebrews tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and in verse 24, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. There is a good work that we can all do. Sometimes those works might be the same. Other times there might be works that you can do that I can't do. There might be works that I can do that you can't do. But we can all work together. And by continuing to encourage one another, by working together and doing those good things, you can see how we become more effective by the cause of Christ. We do so by encouraging one another, by living faithfully, and continuing to do the good works, to share our faith with others. Tonight, that question is for you, and that question is for me. What are we doing to help the Lord's kingdom to grow? And as Paul acknowledged of Philemon, can others acknowledge the good things that we're doing for the cause of Christ? Well, let us work together, though we can be most effective. Tonight, if you need to respond to the invitation in Christ, we're about to sing the song of encouragement. And if you need to respond, won't you do so as together we stand and sing?